Joel 2. I want someone to read that for us. Joel chapter 2, because I want to walk about. Joel 2, we want to read 28. Anybody that can read that for us?
And it shall come to pass.
It afterward, shall come to pass.
Afterward.
Afterward.
That I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
I will do what?
Pour out my
pour
spirit.
Pour out my spirit. Is God a liar? No, no, no. I need people to be active in this place because you're expecting. Is God a liar?
No.
So what did God say he will do? He will pour out his own spirit on how many people?
All flesh.
How many people are flesh in this meeting? You are. No, I want you to participate. When I mean are you, raise up your hands. We are working on our minds mechanically. So that by the time we start to minister, you see how easy it is to flow in the spirit. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And what's going to happen? My
sons
and daughters, they shall
prophesy.
Okay, let's even leave prophesy to the side. Because we want to go by faith into revelation. And they shall, what else?
And your old men shall dream dreams.
The old men shall dream dreams.
And your young men shall see visions.
Your young men shall see. What would they do? They shall
see.
So one of the things that comes with the Holy Ghost is the ability to see. After the Holy Ghost has been poured. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
How many people are in this meeting who are born again? If you are born again, it means the Holy Spirit has been poured. The Holy Spirit is the proof of our salvation. Ephesians 1:13. When you believed, you were sealed with what? The Holy Spirit of promise. You were what? Sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. So the Holy Spirit is already in the believer. So the believer, according to the prophecy of Joel, has the ability to see. When the believer is in the spirit, seeing is a norm. I'll say that again. I will pour out my spirit. Now, this is not the territory of you or territory of me. This is the territory of God, and if he likes. So there is something I'm very sure about the spirit. He will pour out the spirit. He has poured it out. He said one of the things you will see when he pours out is that they shall speak. So there is a speaking part. We'll come to that later. But he says they shall see. I just want to go one step higher intentionally to start this Holy Ghost meeting on a higher dimension. So by faith, just like I'm going to call out anybody later if we have the time. During these 3 weeks, we're going to call out. So because the Holy Ghost, there's also the Holy Ghost and healing. Wherewith we can zero and call God a liar. If a person is in front of us and the person is sick and we lay our hands on the person and the person does not get well, we can say, "Woo, God, you're a liar." Because the word of God is the strong foundation, the anchor of our soul. If the word of God is wrong, then we can doubt our salvation. Are you getting what I'm saying? This is, we are not talking about flippant stuff. And it's not even about you. It's about the validity of God's word. Are we together? The validity of God's word. When God spoke and said he will come and become a man, it did not make sense, but he came. He died. He came out of the grave to give us eternal life. This same Holy Ghost that Joel spoke about. So we can trust God to the uttermost. So I can tell you right now, God did not show me anything about anybody through the middle of the night in this service. But I can go by faith and I will go. Wherewith I will be telling you things about your life like that. How did I know? It shall come to pass. I'm going to be quite mechanical. Wherewith I'm not going to do like this. Oh God. No. So you will know that it is that I am just going to walk by faith because he said so. God is not even telling me anything now. He's not telling me anything now. Even if he's telling me, I'm not listening. Because I want to teach you how to mechanically walk. So you will not say, this is a pastoral anointing. It shall come to pass. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. The sons and daughters shall prophesy. And they shall see visions. They shall dream dreams. The old man. And then when I read that, what do I say? I'm that man he's talking about. Can I get a believing amen? Say, I'm that man he's talking about. Joel could prophesy that in the Old Testament. Only the prophets could see. But Jesus said, when the Spirit comes upon men, something will come upon or enter into them. They will now have seeing eyes. They will have hearing ears. They will be supernatural. Men who would by faith lay hold on that which no one could have ever known. And so you are here in this meeting, honestly speaking, this kind of gathering, God selects who comes. Because after now, you will be able to by faith say, we can trust God to see. We can trust God to know. That's the way I enter into years, 2025. I know what's going to happen. People were here when we were talking about COVID. We didn't know it was COVID. That was not the name. But we said it clear. Miss B will come and tell us that there's going to be a shaking in the government in the year to come. We have not entered the year. She has told us what will happen. How did she know? It was in the meeting where which she chose to believe that there is something called the word of God that a man can step on. And when that man steps upon the word of God, just like Peter did not sink when God said come, that man does not sink because that man can believe. This is where you doubt your doubts and say God is either God is right or God is right. And it's not even that deep. It costs God nothing to tell you something about your neighbor. So let's do it again. Open your Bible to Joel 2 verse 26, 28. You're going to read it. And you're going to be by faith. Go to somebody. Don't go to someone familiar. So that you know, like, okay, the person told me last week that the person is expecting a car. You're not going. No, you don't need all those guys. Go by faith. Come to me. How many people know things that are going on in my life? Come. And come and talk to me. Yeah. Go to a sister, go to a brother. Trust God. I mean, I am trying to teach you how to walk by faith. You can actually walk by faith. Say, you know what? I'm going to trust God. God's word does not. God's word is looking for who will fulfill it.
Hallelujah.
It shall come to pass. This is not a prophecy for the future. Joel was prophesying about my day. If Joel said I would see, I will see. So I have a seeing ministry. Because I'm a new creation. Let's read that again. It shall come to pass. I want everybody to be there. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. The sons and daughters shall prophesy and they shall see. So I'm saying, you know what? I don't want us to start with prophecy because most people in this house are used to it. I want us to we want to trust God to see. We want to trust God to bless the other person by revelation. Right? And how will it come? It will come like inner witnesses within. Look, for example, let me give an example. Very funny example. It doesn't make sense to you. You stand in front of a person and you just, a thought comes to your mind like a tree, right? You could start off by saying, you're a tree. But you can relax and think about it. Say, thank you, Lord Jesus. And the Holy Ghost will now point you to, because the Holy Ghost will walk with the knowledge you have. He will now point you to maybe a scripture that you know about trees. He will now say, like a tree planted by the riverside, whose leaves does not wither, even in the drought, you shall bring forth fruit. Then you now say, I see. The Lord is telling me to tell you that you are like a tree planted by the riverside, and then you now go into Revelation. Okay, I see that he will now show you something else. You will now say, oh, I see that there is this and this and this that may be happening. God said I should tell you, oh, that you are bordering concerning. There's something that is actually here that is you're bordered concerning family members. Family members. Bothered concerning family. How did it come? Because you know I told I was going to move. You're bothered concerning family members. I could stop there. But I may just want to know. Okay. The family members, it seems like things don't seem to go well in that family. And you are concerned about the family members. That, as it were, things will not go, meaning they will not have a prosperous end. You are concerned. So that's me going. And God said you should rest your mind. I'm showing you how I'm doing it by the Spirit, just taking one step at a time. Right. In the Holy Ghost. In the Holy Ghost. We've got 20 more seconds where you minister to that brother or sister. Then we would minister. In the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. Thank you, precious Holy Ghost. All right. A couple of things we would do. Let us open our Bibles to Acts 19. We are still in this particular, because I'm going to call out some people that I will minister to now. But I just want to show you something. Let the deacons and the elders be ready, because I'll call you out and we'll minister to you by the Holy Ghost. Acts 19. I just want to show you the power in the laying on of hands. Acts 19. I want to read from verse 2. The birth of the Ephesus church. Don't lose the atmosphere. Like, don't get distracted. That's what I mean. Verse 2. He said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, we have not as much heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. He said unto them, so what were you baptized into? They said unto the baptism of John, verse 4. And then Paul said, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto people that they should believe on him which should come after him. That is on Jesus Christ. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Look at verse 6. And when Paul had, are you there? Yeah. Verse 6. When Paul had laid his hands upon them, what happened? The Holy Ghost. So there is a ministry of what? Laying on of hands. Are you hearing? And like I always say, I always tend to lean on the word of faith than the gifts of the Spirit as a pastor to train you. That's why I'm reading the word of God before I do what I'm about to do. Look at Deuteronomy 34. And the scripture I'm going to there, the Bible says, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon Joshua as Moses laid his hands upon him. What came on him? The Spirit of the Lord. Meaning an equipment. It's an equipment for ministry. Equipment and ability to do. Yes. When Moses laid his hands upon Joshua. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So supernatural ability. So while by the Spirit, you have the Holy Spirit at work in you. When men lay their hands on you, right, as ordained by God, it is a laying on of hands to equip for ministry. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Let me show you again in 1 Timothy. So you see that it is in the Old Testament and the New Testament. You can play a little louder so I could hear you. All right. Second Timothy, chapter 1. Look at verse 6. Second Timothy, chapter 1, verse 6. I'll read. Wherefore I put thee into remembrance. Are you in verse 6? Second Timothy 1, 6. Are you there now? I put thee in remembrance, that thou do what? Stir up the gift of God, which is in thee, by what? The putting of my hands. This is so, while you have the Holy Spirit at work in you, when men lay hands on you, it's an equipment. It's capacity to do more by the Spirit. It's more ministry. So don't say, I have the Holy Spirit already, so what is happening to me? No, that's the Holy Spirit within. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The one you had at redemption. Now, you would see that in the old, I showed you Moses and Joshua. I just showed you Paul and Timothy. Hands are laid. Why did he lay hands on Paul? Why did he lay hands on Timothy? Timothy already had the Spirit, but that was capacity to do more. Capacity to do more in the church in Ephesus. Capacity to do more.